The human mouth is full of millions of germs, and most people don't practice good dental hygiene. So naturally, any bite is going to become infected, no matter from whom. These people don't have some sort of voodoo disease.
Yes, but Dr. Koller, how...
Look, David, what you fail to realize is that most of these so-called experts are looking in the wrong direction. The problem is not chemical or biological, it's psychological. What we're witnessing here is the spontaneous combustion of a pent-up rage fueled by frustration over a pressurized society. It's the snapped postal worker on a national level.
Well, how can you explain that the...
Look, in my new book, USA Bomb...
Look, I'm sorry, we have to cut away right now. I'm just being informed that both Istanbul and New Delhi are reporting sporadic outbreaks of violence, similar to those here at home. And clearly, this is no longer an We're just getting a picture from our BBC correspondent. Over to Trevor Hanna in London. Trevor?
We're in Notting Hill, a part of London. Who knows if this report will ever be transmitted? Communication is at best limited. The city, it seems, is being overrun with man-eating creatures. And
they're coming!
Run!
Run!
Like most stations, we're experiencing technical problems with our satellite connection, but we'll try and follow the situation and bring you up-to-date information from the other side of the globe as it comes. We now have word on the situation in New York. All bridges and tunnels to Manhattan are being destroyed, and a barrier of Coast Guard craft is taking up position around the island. We don't know, however, if this is to keep people from getting in or getting out. We should have footage from New York shortly. State and local authorities are urging communities to form clean and sweep teams. We'll now go live to Monroeville, just outside of Pittsburgh, where one of these sweeps is currently underway.
Danny, come on. Put another round on that woman over there. She's a twitcher. She's a twitcher. We get these twitchers. We shoot them, they go down, they keep moving. We can't tell if they're dead or not. Head? Dead. We sure got a lot of them today. But you know what the bad part of all this is? I know some of these people. I know some of these people that we're putting down. Well, what are you going to do? Has to be done. One of these guys was a real estate agent. He sold me my house. He was over there. I guess he's over there now. Anyway, that woman right there? I think I did her.
We have some startling information from Fran Parker, live at the Hammond County Medical Examiner's Office.
Fran, what I'm about to show you is one of the most horrific. Stand back, and I told you, please keep your distance. You can see how dangerous it is. No person has survived this disease. And I can assure you that every victim that has come into this hospital has turned out just like this. They have died on the table.
Okay.
What has happened though, is that they have actually come back from the dead.
So you're telling me this man has come back to life?
I know it sounds absolutely impossible, but what we're talking about here is reanimation, but of dead matter. Look at this one that I was given an autopsy to. During the whole autopsy, he never stopped moving. And I took out his heart and half his digestive tract. What I'm trying to tell you is...
Oh, my God.
The dead are walking. That's all I can say.
Well, how are people supposed to protect themselves, Doctor?
This is the most contagious disease I've ever seen. What I would say, and I'm warning you, everybody, do not come in contact with any of these zombies.
And there you have it, David. The dead are alive, and there's no cure, and there's no explanation, and there's no nothing. Oh, my God! David, cut away! Cut away!
Get away from him! Get away!
So they Yes, in that the circulatory, respiratory, and other vital functions have terminated, these subjects are technically deceased. Please just let me get through this and then I'll take questions. The infection is spread through direct fluidic contact. It must enter through the bloodstream through an open wound. Infection duration depends on the size of the wound and its proximity to a major blood vessel. Reanimation will occur no later than 1 to 5 minutes after the victim's primary life functions have expired. Once reanimation has occurred, the subject will respond with immediate homicidal aggression.